Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Monday, August the 11th, 2025 edition. You have to understand populism. There's two ways you can look at this. Now, Donald Trump's way of looking at it, I believe, is based in his upbringing. His father, Fred Trump, built affordable housing in the state of New York. He, part of the post-World War II baby boom, provided housing for folks in his home state of New York. We had housing projects like that all over the state of Michigan. Downriver, Monroe area, Southeast Detroit, West Michigan, Flint, Michigan. All kinds of housing projects were developed after World War II. The baby boomers. Coming back from World War II, they got married, they started having kids. Three, four, five kids. A lot of times in brick bungalows. These houses are all over Detroit. They're all over Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, where I grew up. Well, that's what Fred Trump did for basically New Yorkers. Not working in downtown big commercial projects, he made his money building houses. And he brought Donald Trump and his other sons with him to help them pick up nails, pick up scrap wood, sweep out the houses. This is what he did when he was a teenager. He went to work with his dad. He parlayed the Fred Trump real estate dynasty and took the seed money from that to start doing commercial real estate in Manhattan. Donald Trump went to business school. He went to Wharton's. He graduated with a business degree, and he understood real estate development. He understood the potential for commercial buildings and changed the skyline of New York forever. But yet he still would go to the job site, and instead of picking up nails and scrap wood in houses, he would be there working with and bringing donuts to the union workers that were working on his skyscrapers. He understood the working man. He could talk to the plumbers, the electricians, the HVAC guys. He knew concrete. He knew all this stuff. That's why when he talks to Brian Panabaker in the UAW auto workers, well, guess what? He understands them. He knows that they're the ones that make stuff. He understands exactly what populism is all about from the grassroots bottom up. By them building his skyscrapers, Donald Trump became a multimillionaire. Did he go through some bad times? Yes, he did. But he came back even stronger and bigger. Do you know this president does not take a salary? President Trump donates his salary back to the White House, to certain projects, certain things that he wants to help fund with his own money. That's where his paycheck goes. Perfect example. Donald Trump did not like the fact that when news agencies showed pictures or live footage of the White House, the flag is up on top of the building. He did not like the fact that the shot of the White House did not include an American flag in front of it. Donald Trump, out of his own pocket, put an American flag at camera viewing levels when they take shots or show live footage of the White House. Donald Trump took his own money and basically, out there in the Rose Garden area, put concrete down as a patio for public events. When he goes and speaks in the Rose Garden now, the women wearing their high heels don't sink into the grass. Donald Trump did that with his own money. That is populism at its finest. And he understood that and has changed, I think, forever, the Republican Party. The Republican Party now is part of the working man, taking union workers from the Democrats. But what the Democrats are doing now is they're embracing socialism, which leads ultimately to Marxism and communism. They want the government to give free stuff to the working class people in order to buy their votes. They've been doing it for years. Lyndon Baines Johnson started the Great Society beginning the day, November 22nd, 1963, the day that John F. Kennedy was shot and was killed in Daley Plaza in Dallas, Texas. When on Air Force One raised his hand and took the oath of office with Jackie Kennedy in her pink, I believe, outfit. I can't remember the fabric it was made out of, but basically stained in blood from holding her dead husband in her lap. In total shock, standing there next to Lyndon Baines Johnson as he took oath of office. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, "We will have those N-word people voting Democrat for 200 years. And he started the Great Society program of giving away free stuff. Well, they now want to take Lyndon Baines Johnson's Great Society and put it on steroids. Modani, who's probably going to be the next mayor of the city of New York, is going to be absolutely the poster boy for this effort leading in and heading into next year's midterm election for the Democrats. I absolutely embrace it. You Democrats, you listen to this Our Revolution poll. You absolutely embrace everything they're about. And you guys run as Democratic Socialists next year. Please, please, please do it. Because Donald Trump's MAGA, MAHA Republicans will absolutely destroy you in the midterm elections next year. Historically, the Democrats should win a lot of seats next year. History has told us that the president's party always loses in the midterm elections the following year. Right now, non-election year, nothing happening with these candidates. It's all coming down to next year. So you go ahead. You go ahead and follow the recommendations by this group. Please, please, please do it. And I think that this will be a landslide red tidal wave in the midterm election if the Democrats follow their recommendations. You do not give government subsidies, government dollars to people in the name of democratic socialism and expect them to vote for it. The way you do it is through the policies. No taxes on tips. No taxes on overtime. No taxes on Social Security. It's all in place now, folks, thanks to the big, beautiful bill. And a lot of people are going to benefit from it come January of 2026 when they file their taxes. When we file our taxes next year, and this is the tax policies that is going to be operating on, do you know how much money people are going to get back from their taxes being taken out of their paycheck? These tax refunds are going to be huge. And that money is going to be coming back from the IRS, coming back from the Michigan State Treasury for state income tax refunds. Well, guess what? You're getting that money next year in a midterm election. Based on all the jobs, investment that's coming into the United States, you'll be able to get a better job later this year, next year, especially next year. Technology, AI, all the things that are going to make us more productive. Well, guess what? There's also going to be a big tidal wave of investment in this country. Do you realize that Apple, I can't believe this, CEO, president of Apple, dedicated to investing $600 billion here in the United States. They're not going to be making iPhones anymore in the distant future in China. They're going to be built here in America. Other companies following their lead. This is going to be the golden age like we have never seen before. This is going to be amazing. So you Democrats, definitely listen to this Our Revolution and become Democratic Socialists next year's election. Please, 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 please do it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got a couple of text messages coming in during the break. Absolutely agree with you 100%. If they do this, this will be a huge defeat for them next year. Maybe, just maybe, this puts an end to all of it. No, I don't think so. I think Mamdani becoming the next mayor of New York is going to be with us for a long time. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how the Democrat Party responds. Will they realize that this crazy insanity of having a communist being the mayor of New York City only works in New York City? Maybe Los Angeles. Maybe Chicago. But it definitely will not work across the country as a total agenda, policy, platform for the Democrats. What they should do is get back to the grassroots. Get back to being Democrats when John F. Kennedy was president. Lower taxes, strong military, for the working man. Oh, wait a minute. That's Donald Trump. That's what Donald Trump has turned the Republican Party into. That's why we have the elitist country club Republicans fighting so much against the MAGA Republicans. Holding a big event down in Traverse City Friday night. That's exactly what they did. They did it in Mackinac City. They did it in Traverse City. They are raising money to take on the grassroots MAGA Republicans in the August primary next year for precinct delegate. If you're listening to this show right now, you need to run for precinct delegate next year. You need to be part of your local Republican county party. Protect it from these elitist country club Republicans. And be able to stand strong so that we get our delegates to go to the state convention next year to pick our candidates for Secretary of State and Attorney General, judges, universities. That's what happens at state conventions next year. But getting back to the Democrats, our revolution. If you think that's the direction the Democrats should go, don't badmouth it. When talking to your Democrat friends, I don't have any, but if you do, tell them. Absolutely agree with our revolution. That's exactly the direction you guys need to go. Because the establishment Democrats like Cuomo and Eric Adams, well, they're going to split the vote, and this guy's going to win. Mark my words, Zoran Mamdani, M-A-M-D-A-N-I, will be the next mayor of New York City. And the things that he's going to do and implement in that city, if the city council goes along with them, will absolutely make New York City a dump. High crime, all kinds of chaos happening, businesses leaving. It is going to be a disaster. So maybe, just maybe, the people of New York City need to go through that. I can tell you one thing that's going to happen immediately. Because he's talking about taxing the rich to pay for all of his communist socialist program agenda ideas. They're going to leave. Sean Hannity no longer lives in New York City. Rush Limbaugh, years ago before he died, he left New York. He was long gone to Florida. Hannity's down in Florida. Well, Donald Trump's in Florida. It's going to happen. So please, please, Democrats listening, please embrace and push all your candidates to run as Democratic Socialists. Let's put it on the ballot next year and let's see who wins. And you establishment Republicans, well, we shall see who wins next year. And we'll see which candidates we put up versus your candidates. And we'll see who gets elected. There's a battle now going on within the Democrat Party. There's always been a war going on in the Republican Party. And it's going to be very interesting to see who ends up victorious. Well, the phone is programmed for boat. If you'd like to take a day trip through Antrim County on a great little pontoon boat, text me boat. If you'd like to take advantage of Missy's 20-day fat burn scan and all the things that go along with it, text me Missy. Or simply give her a call at her office down in Battle Creek, Michigan. Text me Missy and I'll send you the number. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1773.